You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So, I hope you're doing well. It's a pretty crazy time we're in, but hopefully you're managing to stay in your heart center and you know, tap into your joy, because it is a very important time that we do stay centered in what we know is true or what we feel is true, and that we're like doing things that make us joyful. And it's tricky. It's such tricky energy to be dealing with. So the solstice is on December 21st, and we will be right shortly after the solstice, there will be the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. And they're like, they haven't been together in Aquarius since the 1400s, since like 1405. That's a long time to have had this Earth energy playing out, because that's where they've been connecting with each other. Every 20 years or so is a thing that they do. But for it to be in Aquarius in this new, the age of Aquarius energy is very much avant-garde and technological and rebel, breaking up the old and bringing in the new energy, and it'll do it however way it has to, which is, you know, it can be quite intimidating because of that, because it can be kind of, the energy can come out as violent or shocking. Accidents happen when the Uranian energy is involved, like sudden shocks, things you didn't see coming. But it can just as, it can be equally just as good, like lucky shocks, lucky things happening. You know, maybe you win the lottery, or you meet the love of your life suddenly in an unexpected way, or there's just so many things that could be lucky that happen. So there's that energy tied into it as well. But it's interesting because this whole year, they have been marching through together through Capricorn. Pluto is there as well. Mars moved through there as well, right? Especially when this went down, the whole virus thing went down in March, when they shut down the world and started enforcing all the rules and things. So Saturn is very much into rules. Saturn, it likes to, it's very linear. It likes to follow tradition. It likes to tell you what to do and when to do it. It likes there to be, you know, degrees and credentials and kind of like ways to show your hard work. And it also has this sort of burdensome, controlling, downer depression. Even grief is ruled by Saturn and the feelings of grief. So that's been heavily playing as it marches through Capricorn. But also Jupiter is marching alongside it through Capricorn. And they've both conjunct Pluto and move past Pluto through this whole thing. And Pluto is very much, I mean, all of these planets have light and dark. You can perceive them as the dark parts of them, or the more evolved light versions of the same energy. Like there's that both light and dark frequencies in the energies of the planets. So I can see how Pluto could be very dark. Pluto rules the underworld and Hades and, you know, abduction and rape and death and kind of like all the deep, dark, dirty secrets that people keep. I'm sure that satanic ritual abuse would be filed under Pluto, but probably also Saturn. Saturn ate his own children. So there is this sort of, as they've been marching through Capricorn for this last year, a lot of stuff has gone down. And I do believe that there's this sort of battle between the light and the dark, and it's very much represented by these planets. So as they've gone through Capricorn, we've had our freedoms taken away. We've had our, if you're under, like, kind of going for the narrative of the news, then we've been suddenly attacked by a virus that's so dangerous that we have to speed a vaccine that is also so dangerous to the people to try to save them. But then Jupiter is also there, and Jupiter, you know, Jupiter wants the truth. Jupiter wants people to be free. Jupiter wants, like, to expand and travel and connect and philosophize and find the true and total truth. So it being there, I think that it's been the trouble for Saturn and Pluto. It's been the, like, you know, the dissident voices, all the YouTube channels that have been censored. There's so many YouTube channels that have spoken about what's going on, and even the doctors coming forward, and you know, all the doctors in the Great Barrington Declaration have tried to speak up. People have gotten on Capitol Hill, doctors have gotten on Capitol, try to speak up about what's going on, like trying to save us, essentially, trying to save humanity, and they're being censored. That's very Saturnian, censoring what you say. Shh, don't speak up. You should be seen and not heard. That sort of, you know, rude parental energy. So Jupiter is trying to speak the truth, and Saturn is kind of blocking it. It's hiding it. It's distorting it. So, you know, it's tricky. Tricky times we're in. But as they both move into Aquarius, I do believe that there is, like, we all are going under this sort of great awakening energy, because even just a little light in your heart will make you want to find the truth, right? And if you kind of go digging a little and open your mind up a little, you're going to come to all kinds of interesting information. You're going to find it. It will be there. Ask and you shall receive. And that, I believe, is happening kind of as a blanket over the whole planet. And there's especially, like, you know, the star seeds and the light workers and all these people who've been standing by developing their intuition and their healing powers and their psychic abilities and these seemingly otherworldly skills that we all as humans have. I think the people that are born with the starseed energy or the light worker energy have known that they have this for a long time. They've been aware of it for a long time, sort of holding space. So now more than ever, we need to hold space. We need to hold the space of love, and we need to hold the space of truth, and we need to protect people who don't know what's going on. We need to speak up when we can, and, you know, be careful when we do, because there is consequences. Saturn will be sure there's consequences. So many people were deplatformed off of YouTube for speaking up and speaking what they considered the truth. So there is no free speech. We're completely fooling ourselves as we think we have free speech. That's definitely being censored. But hey, we've been here a while, and there's a way to get around all of that, and there's different platforms to communicate on. So that's good, right? That we do have a way. Jupiter, I think, is there holding the vibration of truth for us. So, and the solstice comes, and it's the darkest night of the year on the 21st, and we need to go within, tap into our own understanding and our own hearts and our own sense of what is joyful and what brings joy, and imagine for the world the joyful things that could come of this. Imagine the fortune and the luck and the waking up and the changing of all that's wrong with society. And it really is an evolution that we're under, and it's very much on warp speed right now. So I wonder if the fact that humanity has been waking up and we're understanding our own power on such a more deep and thorough level, that we needed to be infiltrated somehow, that we needed to be brought our vibration as a whole, if this is a fight between good and light, if our vibration has been raising as a whole, it definitely puts at a disadvantage the dark energy that feeds off of our fear and our pain and our suffering. So to throw us this curveball and scare the whole of humanity with an illness, and then have them rush to be injected with an unknown poison, which they really, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen to us. They've waived, they're waived of all liability, the vaccine manufacturers. They're waived of any sort of consequence if they should damage many people. So I hope that if you were thinking of getting the vaccine, that you really think twice, because it's quite shocking when you go digging about what it has to do with and why it's being pushed on us in this way. So fingers crossed that you're in your sovereign space and able to see through all of the lies. There is coming during the same chart, during the same solar eclipse chart, or not solar eclipse, sorry, that was last week. During the solstice chart is a square between Mars and Aries and Pluto and Capricorn. And they're at the exact degree of 23 degrees Capricorn. And it's And the sun is conjoined to the sun and Mercury are conjoined in this as well, which is another major conjunction connecting in this energy. But Mars squaring Pluto is very violent energy. It's, you know, Mars and Aries energy is a powerful warrior. And Pluto in Capricorn, it could be like a dark force trying to control the population. So interesting that there might be some very, like, I think war energy, like the terrible war going down. But it doesn't seem so obvious on the outside, right? It's not such an obvious a thing. There's no, like, you know, like what we've seen in movies, what war looks like and things like that. This is a much more subtle war of manipulation. Pluto is like a great manipulator of, it can be like a manipulator and a power play. Like, it loves to be in power. So it could be like, why would they, you know, why would our governments lie to us? Why would they hurt us? Why wouldn't they be doing things for our greater good? And it could just come simply down to power and control. Just like they're drunk on power. Even just the power of telling us what to do. They're just, now they're like rolling out even more bizarre rules, like don't sing happy birthday to each other and don't leave. I hope this was a joke, but in where I am, they have, you know, they march out their dowdy health professionals and tell us what we need to do to comply to save humanity from this deadly illness. And she actually said, don't leave cookies and milk out for Santa, because that could spread the virus. And I'm like, what? This is like one lie and another lie, like Santa's a big charade and now we're gonna charade the charade. Like, it's just so bizarro. It's a bizarro world we're living in right now, for sure. Hopefully that will kind of shift once Neptune stops affecting everything, because that Neptunian energy just makes us all fuzzy and tired and we can't see straight. We're very easily manipulated when the Neptunian energy is going down. So just remember that. We can't necessarily see clearly right now. The Sun and Mercury will be in what's called Kazemi during this chart. And it is, some say that it's like, you know, you flew too close to the sun and your wings melted. But it can also be like a lucky situation where, like, the truth is in the heart of the sun. So, I mean, how is it all going to play out? I do not know. But I know that we should have a level of clarity. The sun will move on the 21st into Capricorn out of Sagittarius. And then Mercury will also be at 0 degrees connecting to the sun. So we'll have this, like, Capricorn is a very linear thinker as well. So actually, my hubby has a Mercury in Capricorn and mine is in Sagittarius. And you should see some of the conversations we can have. And that's where Mercury is how you communicate. And I'm always very, like, sweeping information and ideas. And he's always very, like, linear, like point by point. And I just don't see the world that way. And he doesn't see it, like, he thinks the way I see it. You know, we can have some issues, but nothing major. We've been together 21 years, so these are issues we can overlook, thank goodness. But it is tricky when the Capricorn energy wants to be very literal and like follow the rules, don't question authority, you know, it's tradition, why do you bother, like, why bother changing it? But with Mercury there, I think that it'll give us a clarity of thought. Perhaps we'll see what's going on in a more clear way. Or it's only just the beginning of the craziness. There could be that too, because it is a pretty crazy year. Like, we have the next 6 months are going to be marked by some pretty difficult transits. And Jupiter and Saturn conjunct in Aquarius, it could be... Like, they're talking about this in the news, actually, but not all the details of what it symbolizes, but that it's the Christmas star and whatnot, because it will be very bright in the sky. They'll be conjoined, very bright energies conjoining with each other in Aquarius. Will it release us? Will it give us freedom? Or will we, I mean, maybe it can be both. Maybe it can simultaneously be the Saturn energy will like shut down parts of the population like it has and continue to do that and control. But the Jupiter energy is the rising of the people. So perhaps it's very dualistic. Perhaps there's going to be like a very black and white situation going on. So fingers crossed that this is evolution, that we haven't been infiltrated and taken over by dark forces, that we are actually just evolving as a species right now. And I really, like, thinking in dualistic ways is never the greatest, right? We try to, like, think of all sides and see it all from all perspectives. So try for that. But if you can't, just know that you being in a space of light and love and joy and doing what makes you joyful and, you know, even just the little things, like maybe putting up your Christmas decorations. There's so many little things you can do to just raise your vibration. Eat healthy food, hydrate yourself, get lots of fresh air and your breathing exercises and stretching and walking and just keep your body strong so that you can handle the vibrations that we're all experiencing on the planet, which are very strong right now. We've had more solar storms and solar flares going on, so you might be feeling like activated, like anxious. Maybe you're having like often people's circulatory system or their hearts will go out of rhythm when there's solar storms. Actually, that was how I even learned about solar flares and how they affect the earth, was that I would have like random feelings of like fluttering, like heart palpitations. And then I realized I don't know if I just realized it randomly or someone pointed it out, that people are often like sensitive to the solar flares. So check and see if when you're having the reactions, there's lots of different kinds of reactions you can have. Go and check on like spaceweather.com and see if there's any solar flares going on, which I did. And it always coincided perfectly with any sort of heart palpitations or even like anxiety feelings in my body. I was always being affected by the solar flare. So check for yourself. They're really ramping up right now. There's some theories out there that we're about to experience like an electromagnetic pulse event, like the Great Carrington Event, or I don't think it was the Great, it was called the Carrington Event. And it was a time when electromagnetic pulses from the sun wiped out all of the, telegrams. So people couldn't send messages. I mean, we're a lot more of an electric, technologically dependent society now than in the 1800s when this happened. And it's down, like, there was mists in the sky that were weird. There was all sorts of anomalies going down. So there are people that are saying that this could be going down as well. Especially, it could be the solstice, or it could be coming as soon as the equinox in the spring. So keep your eyes out for anything weird. Noticing any, like, I've noticed that the darkness this year is just earlier and darker. It just seems weird. I don't know what it is, but it's not like I ever remember it. I'm much more aware of the dark, actually. It's very strange. And then there's also like, because the planet is being sort of impulsed with all this energy, our energy is like, maybe one minute you're full of energy and you're staying up all night, and then the next day you have to nap during the day and you go to bed early. It's likely that your rhythms are off. So just go with the flow and try to catch the waves of energy when they're here, and then rest when you need to so that you're all topped up. You don't want to be like vulnerable. You want to be strong and healthy. And, you know, we're going through an evolutionary process on planet Earth right now, and we need to hold the space, basically. What you can do to hold the space is, especially on the solstice, take time to visualize light all around the planet and visualize us all being safe and sound, the animals and the people and the children, the old people. Just make us all safe with your warm light around the planet, and find love for you. What brings you joy? What do you want to do? Like, it doesn't have to be a big glamorous thing. Just whatever keeps you in a high vibration of love, and don't, like, the more that you can hold that vibration, each of us as points of light on the planet can help this light vibration be anchored in the planet. So though many nefarious things may be going on all around us, we know what's going on, and we don't need to get upset about it. We don't need to lose our equilibrium, because then we're no good. Then we're no good to anybody. We're just kind of an emotional, you know, being emotionally manipulated. So just be aware of that. There could also be, like, in your own world, on the world stage, Mars and Aries is squaring Pluto and Capricorn, but also in your own world, like, there might be, you know, power struggles, fights, people not getting along, being done with something. Lots of times when squares are in a chart of people, you know, like, if there's a square in a relationship chart, luckily, you know, there can be squares that we work through and we grow from, but sometimes squares are deal breakers. So they're like, I can't do this with you. I'm not going to put myself through this, and you don't want to put through yourself through this. And they just, the square energy can't see the other side. It's not like an opposition where it's like your side and my side and okay, these are the different sides. The square is like, I don't understand what you're trying to do. I don't agree with how you do it. I don't see the world in the same way that you do it. It's like people's, I don't know, it's like worldviews or like, geez, nice time to lose my words. Nice one, Hillary. Like, for instance, Mars in Aries, or just Aries in general, is a very fiery, impulsive warrior, fight for the underdog, but also very impetuous. Like, it'll make decisions without thinking of the future. It will, like, you know, I'm going to go travel or something and not think about, well, what are you going to do when you get back from traveling? It's sort of that, like, young, free-thinking, warrior, brave energy. Whereas Capricorn is much more thoughtful and like, it understands consequences. It doesn't want to make a move. Like, when it tries to make a decision about the future, it's very thorough in its decision making. There'll be like pros and cons lists, and there'll be, you know, maybe discussions with other people, research. There'll be a lot of thought going into whatever they're going to do. And because they're, you know, ultimately want to make a legacy, they want to leave something of good behind in the world. They want to create something that will last, like, beyond their lifetime. So those two energies do not actually get each other's way of operating in the world. And it can be quite, like, you know, Saturn is so staunch and kind of like boring and predictable. And Mars is like, woohoo, like, jump in. We're going. We're going to do this. Let's go. If you don't want to come, screw you. I'm going without you. So it is definitely those energies together, especially because Pluto is in Capricorn. Pluto is like, it basically rips up the foundation of whatever is in the way of you evolving. So it can be a very terribly difficult process if you don't want to face your stuff. But if you do, if you're willing to, it's so helpful, because it will expose, you know, why you do the things you do, the secrets that have been hidden in your own psyche about your relationship with your family, or, you know, there's this sort of depth to it. And Mars in Aries is ruled by Mars, so it's very strong. So it could be an interesting outcome, I think. There could be, all year we're going to experience this sort of, like, volatility. Maybe people will rise up and not want to get vaccinated. Maybe people will rise up about what's happening in the world, or the lies that are being told, or it'll suddenly become clear to everybody that this has all been a lie, or, you know, that sort of this sort of battle energy is going on. So it's not great, ultimately. Like, you wouldn't want it in your chart, and I guess you probably don't want it in the winter solstice chart either. But I think the Jupiter traveling along there is kind of like our saving grace. And I do believe it will, like, if you have Jupiter anywhere in your chart that is, like, I have Jupiter conjunct my sun, actually. And I'm just an incredibly lucky person. I've been so lucky. And I've known that even as a little child, like, I had this understanding of myself as this lucky person. I'm lucky. I have, you know, I've had my fair share of, like, family trauma and being given up for adoption and, like, difficult things, but I also just been downright lucky. Like, I was, you know, just very fortunate in so many ways, especially in partnership with people. I've been very lucky. And that's kind of what Jupiter does. It will make you lucky. I mean, there's combinations that it can tie in with that can just expand bad luck. But I do believe that here, and Mercury is connected to it as well, that we're going to be fortunate. And Jupiter is, you know, it's going to be our light, and it's going to be our, like an angel protecting us from whatever nefarious, awful things might be going down on the planet. And we should be able to see the truth. And the truth will rise, and the truth will set us free. And the truth, you know, love and truth are a very similar vibration. So that's there, helping us all along. And then we also, you know, Mercury there will make us clear-sighted and able to understand how it all is going to play out over the next year. So, yeah, we're kind of only just getting beginning, really. We've just begun. It's a whole new year, and things really are going to change. So I imagine if more control starts to come, they don't seem to be letting up the control, right? They seem to just be bringing out more rules, bringing out more things that we need to worry about. So I don't see that necessarily letting up, but you never know, because when Jupiter and Saturn are in Aquarius, it's a wild card. And even, you know, perhaps the dark forces that are understanding how to use astrology to better their own agenda, they might not even realize, I firstly don't think they didn't realize how humanity had awakened so far, and that we were all able to use the internet. We can all like look each other up and see what we might not know because of this internet. Even though they're using it to censor things, we're also still able to communicate through all this, which is pretty fabulous. So maybe we are going to have some sort of wild card lucky thing. That's what I think will happen. It'll be like, whoa, I didn't even see this coming. Wow, I didn't know. You know, perhaps we'll have like a collective revelation situation where all of us, you know, like for instance, the Me Too movement, well, how many years, probably the entire years of Hollywood, there was sexual abuse and like power over people and all kinds of dark, terrible shit went down in Hollywood. And we all just went to the movies and had no idea really that it was going on, or the people that did hit it and it was just kept hush, hush. But then there was this critical degree reached, and suddenly it was Harvey Weinstein, and we saw what he was doing, and so many women came forward. But it took like this massive wave of others to come forward too. And then finally everyone started coming forward. So they're all of a sudden now we're all awake to these dark things that go down in Hollywood. Now we all can see it. So it's kind of like that, I think. I'm hoping that we'll all come, like the doctors are coming forward, the scientists are coming forward, they're speaking out. That's all happening already. So perhaps there'll be this critical moment where the news starts talking about it. Don't know if that's possible. I do not know if that's possible. But where we all start to understand the truth of what's going on. Let's hope for that. So this is sort of a little rundown. I'm sure I'll talk about it more because it's going to be, you know, we're all going to be feeling the solstice energy and the great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn for this whole year. And Uranus is tying in, and that's going to be going on all year too. So there is such a wild card energy, such a revolutionary, fast-changing energy, because it can change in a lightning bolt of like information. We could all suddenly be downloaded with what we need to thrive and grow. And all this that went down in 2020 was just to kind of wipe the slates clean, just clear it out, clear out all the faulty systems. And I don't mean that in like a, because I know a lot of people lost people because people always die, and people also lost their livelihoods. And that is just, old people had to die alone and are being isolated and cut off from the rest of the world. Now they're vaccinating them first, so they probably won't be around very long. And there's also like the people that lost their jobs and their livelihood and don't know how they're going to, like there's a lot of, you know, terrible, awful things going on, and for what seems like nothing. So let's hope it's all going down because we're evolving. And that's what I think's happening. We're evolving and it's happening fast now. So, you know, you were here, you were born for this. I was born for this. We can see through it. I don't know how we were able to do that. Just, I feel so blessed that my sense of intuition is so strong and informs me when I need it to. And yours, I'm sure, is very strong as well. So keep tapping into your heart. Keep hydrated. Keep certain about what you want to create. You know, keep very clear. Always in your visualizations and your meditations, put light around the planet. Put light around your loved ones. Put light around the old people and the animals and the children. And maybe even like wrap up that vaccine in some light so that people aren't going to get irrevocably damaged. So that's it. Please keep shining your bright light, and I will hopefully keep shining my bright light, and we are going to come out on the other side of this. You know what? I'm sorry about my dog barking. He's like outside the door. I can't stop him. So hopefully we're all going to come out on the other side of this feeling very evolved and lighter and clearer and more certain, and that we will be unmarred and unharmed. Many blessings to you for this next fabulous new year ahead of us. And may we all have our glasses of clarity on at all times and our bright selves protected. Many blessings.